None but the hungry heart. 5-3. Apprehended to apprehend. I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. Philippians 3 verse 8. Positionally, our Father subjected our old nature to the cross and its resultant death. Experientially, he applies the work of the cross to our old life, thereby progressively holding it in the grip of that death. He is unforming the old nature in death and conforming the new nature in life. Life more abundant requires that what he did for us shall be made good in us. In his cross he dealt with our sins, and he also dealt with ourselves. But that is something which has to be made good progressively. It is as we ourselves are dealt with in the power of the cross that the way is made for his life to express itself in ever-deepening fullness. The fact is that it is the old life which is in the way of the new life and its full expression. It is the natural life which obscures the course of the divine life. Thus, what has been done for us has to be done in us. And as it is done in us, that life becomes more than a deposit, more than a simple, though glorious, possession. It becomes a deepening, growing power, a fullness of expression. You may have been in the fires and have been having a pretty hard and painful time in your spiritual life, but that only means that God has been preparing you for something more. No, God is not a God who believes in bringing everything to an end. He is always after something more. And if he has to clear the way for something more by devastating methods, the cross, well, that is all right. But it is something more that he is after. There is so much more, far, far transcending all our asking or thinking. I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Philippians 3 verse 12.